This chazar is echinish b'chach es hashag b'vim yehudim tachat zikit daf mem tes. For the Gemara, why does Shmuel say that we pay idyas based on the quality of a damaged party's fields? Mar says because the pasuk says soda with regard to the payment, and it says another pasuk says soda with regard to the damage. There's a gzeira shava that teaches just as soda with regard to the damage refers to the damaged party's field, so too the payment refers to the damaged party's field. Rabbi Kiva holds the damager pays based on his own idyas. This is based on the pasuk that says meitav sadeyu yishalim. The one who is paying is where we look at when we're determining idias. Rav Shmuel says this pasuk teaches that if the damager only has ziburius and idias, and his ziburius is not as good as the idias of the damaged party, he has to pay with his own idias, even though his own idias is much better than the idias of a damaged party. In fact, the Gemara earlier quoted a brisa where Rabbi Akiva said that the damager must pay with his own idias, and that will certainly be true when collecting for Hegdash. Kal v'chomer to Hegdash. What is meant by this last statement regarding Hegdash? It can't be referring to so it was someone's ox gored the ox of Hegdash, because we actually darshan the pasuk to teach that the damager would not pay in that case the Hegdash at all. But it says it must be referring to the case where one promised to pay money to Hegdash. So he's a Baal Choyver, but Kiva is teaching that Hegdash collects that promise from Idias. In fact, why would Hegdash be different than any other creditor who gets paid with Bein and Isra? So, and for the Gemara, you're right, Rabbi Kiva is referring to where a person is ox gored the ox of Hegdash, and he holds a Kashim Menasri who says that in such a case, a person would be chayiv to pay to Hegdash, and therefore he would pay in Idias. In fact, if this is correct, why do we have to say that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel argue with regard to who we look at to determine Idias? Maybe everyone agrees that we look at the damaged party and the Machloikis and the Brises that Rabbi Kiva holds a Kashim Menasri and Rabbi Shmuel holds a the Rabban who argue. First of all, the wording of Rabbi Kiva suggests that he's coming to argue in the Halacha of Rabbi Shmuel regarding the determination of idias based on the damaged party. Second of all, if he agrees with Rabbi Shmuel that we're lenient and only require idias of a damaged party, even if the damager has better land, how would he then say that we can make a kal v'chomer to Hegdash from that case to Hegdash? It doesn't make sense. It would say that the leniency should definitely apply over there. Third of all, a braisa clearly states that they argue regarding how we determine idias. Okay, back to the Gemara's question from earlier. The Mishnah had said that the damager pays from idias mipnei tikkun olam. What do you mean tikkun olam, which is derabbanan? We learned that from a pasuk. So Ravina now answers another teret. He says the Mishnah can follow the view of Rabbi Akiva, who says that we actually do learn this out from a pasuk. And the Mishnah is following the view of Rav Shimon, who darshans the reason for the psukim. The Mishnah is saying the reason a damager pays from idias is for the benefit of the world, to truly discourage people from damaging. A brisa says this as well. And the brisa, Rav Shimon says, a damager pays idias to discourage people from damaging. A creditor collects from bainis so that a person not see a nice field that someone has and say, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lend that guy money, and therefore I know he can't pay it back, and therefore I'll be able to take that nice field, that nice house that I want from his. And the reason we don't make them collect from Zeburius, because we don't want to shalei tilla does play love, and we don't want to discourage people from lending money. Reb Meir says a woman collects her ksuba from Beninus. Reb Yehuda says a woman collects her ksuba from Zeburius. And Reb Shimon explains, number one, because a woman wants to get married more than a man does, so we don't have to incentivize her to get married. And number two, a woman can be divorced even against her will, and a husband cannot. What is the second reason? How does it explain that she collects only from Zeburius? The Gemara says it doesn't explain why she collects from Zeburius. It explains why only a woman gets a ksuba and not a man. How come if the woman demands a divorce, how come the man, she doesn't have to give the man a ksuba? The reason is that a woman can be divorced against her will, and a man cannot. Mishnah said, "Ksubas isha bizi burias." Mazutra, son of Rav Nachman, said a woman only collects from Zeburias when she's collecting from the orphans. However, she's collecting from the husband. She's a divorcee. She can even collect from Beninus. Anyone who collects from orphans only collects from Zeburias. So why would the Mishnah single out that a woman collecting a ksuba collects from Zeburias? Presumably, it's because the Mishnah is discussing where she collects directly from the husband, and even then, she only collects from Zeburias, not like Mazutra said. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is discussing where the woman was collecting from the orphans. The chiddush is we would think that we incentivize a woman to marry, and therefore we would let her collect from Beninus, even from Yisraimim. Mishnah, she collects from Zeburius. Rava asked, in our Mishnah, Rameh says that the woman collects from Beninus. Now, this can't be where she's collecting from the orphans, because even Rameh would agree that when you're collecting from orphans, it's only Zeburius. If so, the Rabbanan who argue are also talking about a case where she's not collecting from the orphans, and still they say that she collects from Zeburius, which is Shver according to Mazutra. The Mara said, no, maybe it's discussing where she's collecting from the assignment. The reason Rameh says she may collect from Beninus is that he holds we try to incentivize the women to get married. Abai asks, our Mishnah says a damaged person collects from Idias, a creditor from Beninus, and a ksuba from Zeburius. If this is only true when she collects from Yisoimim, that means the entire Mishnah is discussing where they're collecting from Yisoimim. However, if that's true, then all these people, side the one who's collecting for damage and the one who's collecting for a chayiv, would also only be collecting from Zeburius. It must be that they're collecting from the person himself. And you see, still the woman only collects from Zeburius, not like Mizutra said. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov said, The Mishnah is discussing a case where the father acted as a guarantor for his son's damages, for his son's debt, or for his son's ksuba obligation, and then the son that because the son died. Therefore, the damaged party and the creditor who would collect even if the son was still alive, now collect from the guarantor in the same way they would have collected as if the son was alive, meaning the idias and bainus respectively. However, the wife only collects upon the son's death, meaning that's the most common reason for ksuba collection is the death of the husband, so now also collects from the guarantor, but in the way she would have collected if there was no guarantor, which would be only from Zaburis, because at that point she'd be collecting from the Yisoyim. The fact of the halacha is that a guarantor and a ksuba is not obligated to pay even if the husband defaults. Mara says the Mishnah is discussing a kabbalan, which is a stronger guarantor, and he would have to pay on the ksuba application. Although there's a view that even a kabbalan does not truly accept responsibility if the principal, in this case the son, did not have any assets at the time that he became a kabbalan, we can say that the son had assets at the time and later lost them, or we can say that when the kabbalan is a father, he does accept responsibility even if the son does not have any assets. Dr. Rabbi, we learned that all agree that a guarantor to a ksuba does not truly accept responsibility. All agree that a kabbalan for a debt does accept responsibility. With regard to a guarantor on a debt, a regular guarantor, or the special kabbalan on a ksuba, there's machloikah. The Gemara is passing that all types of guarantors accept responsibility except for the regular guarantor, meaning not a kabbalan of a ksuba, because the reason he took even this position was just to push the couple to get married, not to accept true responsibility. Ravina said, we have learned that the reason a woman collects from the type of land that she does is because she wants to get married more than a man wants to get married. Now, if Mazutra is right, the reason she collects from Zaburias when collecting from orphans is because she's collecting from orphans, not for any other reason. To Yufta of Mazutra.